cameras in this room anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a girl?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Shut the cameras, I'm about to
f***ing this. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
And Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Angela Yee's not here. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
And we are really here.
We made it.
This is live.
And we made it on time.
After doing 18 hours yesterday, 6 a.m.
That's right.
To midnight, raising money for the Gathering for Justice organization. We raised over $700,000 in 18 hours.
Woo!
Dropped on a cruise bomb for us, goddamn.
Felt so good, too.
All praises due to God. And we're here.
That's
live.
Right.
And in living color this morning.
Now, you know what? One person I didn't shout out that we should have shouted out yesterday.
Who?
First of all, let me shout out everybody. We raised over $700,000 yesterday, which was amazing. We got a lot of big donations from a lot of celebrities, but you guys over there really pushed us over the top, whether it was $1, $5, $20, $50, or $100.
Right.
Let me just shout out a lot of people that donated as well, celebrities that donated big that didn't really have to. Shout to Eminem. Eminem and the Marshall Mathers Foundation donated $150,000.
Yes, they did.
Diddy donated $100,000.
Yes, he did.
Khaled, $51,000.
Yes, he did.
Will I Am, $50,000.
Yes, he did.
Kevin Hart, $50,000.
Yes, he did.
Busta Rhymes, $20,000.
Yes, he did.
Ludacris, we're not supposed to say Ludacris'
amount. Well, don't say what it, don't say
Ludacris
his amount.
Ludacris was big.
Okay.
Boss. Nick Cannon had a huge donation.
Nick Cannon pulled his out on camera.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounded foul.
Nick Cannon was big. He pulled his out on camera.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we're back to regular scheduled programming today, by the way.
Jussie Smollett, he donated and didn't even tell anybody. Didn't even tweet, didn't even text. He just did it on his own. We just happened to pull his name up and seen.
Lala.
Lala. Terrence J.
Common, Angela Rye. Who am I missing? I can't remember.
Who else was. T-Pain.
Yeah, T-Pain.
Young Dolph. Master P. TDE.
Oops.
Top Dog from TDE.
Timbaland.
Timbaland donated. Swiss Beats.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to think who else.
Yes, sir. And a lot more stuff coming in because, you know, we kept it open. It's still open right now. So you can text 521-82. We're keeping it open until after Thanksgiving. Why not?
Correct.
Why not?
We'll see what else we can get.
A lot of people say they wanted to donate today because they got paid today, and a lot of people just...
Right.
We'll be donating in the next couple of days, so...
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Charlamagne Tha God.
What?
Because this was his dream and his brainchild. And he came up with this idea. We were in a meeting. He says, I really want to do something to help, to do. And I haven't seen a radiothon in years, and this is what I want to do. And he came up with the idea. Collectively, we made it happen, but this was his brainchild. So drop one of Clues Bombs, another bomb for him.
We all got it done. Salute to Coach Thea Mitchell.
He spoke to Coach Thea. He fought with the bosses. He made it happen, and it was happened. So thank you, guys. The money went to a great cause, and the best thing about it was explaining where this money was going to people, because a lot of people were like, well, where is the money going? Who's this person? Well, why is it going here?
It's all going to the Gathering for Justice, which is a nonprofit founded by Harry Belafonte, and they are fiscal sponsors for Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights Camp, the Women's March, and the Justice League NYC. By the way, it wasn't a hard fight at all, because that's what happens when you got a person of color, especially a woman of color like Coach Thea,
who's in a position of power,
no explaining needed. She understood why this needed to be done. She understood why it should be done.
She went to Hampton University, by the way. I just want to throw that out, the HBCU, the real HU.
So when you talk to people like her, then, you know, we go and use the white people's guilt against them and we make things happen.
And that's what we did. Shout out to Remy Ma. Remy Ma donated too. Forgot about Remy. This guy's a jerk.
Yes, I am, baby. I'm happy to be here Friday, goddammit.
Also, Safari, Scaff Beezy, he donated. He's going to be joining us this morning.
Yes, Safari, actually, let's say, he came by yesterday.
He did come by yesterday.
But we didn't get a chance to play it because we were on a different mode, but we're going to play it this morning.
That's right. Very, very, very funny. We said T-Pain. T-Pain's going to be joining us this morning as well.
Absolutely.
We'll get a lot of stuff on that we did yesterday, and we got a lot to talk about. Angela Yee's not here, so this is Bromance in the Morning.
You already know.
All right. Let's get the show cracking. Front page news. We talking about a lot.
That's my tease.
He don't even know. He don't even know the hell we talking about.
But it's going to be a lot. When we come back, here's Rake It Up, Yo Gotti. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Rake it up.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Starting football on Thursday Night Football. The Steelers beat the Titans 40-17. Now, let's talk Al Franken. He's the senator of Minnesota. Now, a couple of days ago, Leanne tweeted, I believe her name is, she said that she was basically sexually harassed by him, and we have the audio.
Happened so fast, and he just mashed his lips against my face, and he stuck his tongue in my mouth so fast, and all I can remember is that his lips were really wet, and it was slimy. I remember I pushed him off with my hands. I just remember I almost punched him, so because every time I see him now, like, my hands clench into fists.
Well, he said he didn't do it, and then
this picture came out.
This picture came out. Now, this picture, let me describe this picture. He is a U.S. soldier. She's sitting there. You can tell
she's a U.S. soldier.
Oh, yeah, she's a U.S. A soldier. She's sleeping, and he's kind of like grabbing her boobs through her shirt.
Yeah, while taking a picture and looking back at the camera, smiling.
Right.
That's because sexual assault culture, rape culture, was been and has been the norm for so long. So in this picture right here, he don't think he's doing nothing wrong. All he's trying to do is, what he used to call his goosing a girl? He used to grab a girl's breast. What do you call that, goosing?
I don't know. I never did it.
Nobody called that goosing but me?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, I thought we used to call that goosing. Yeah, well, so in his mind, he wasn't doing anything wrong, but he was doing everything wrong.
Absolutely. And he responded. He said, the first thing I want to do is apologize to Leanne, to everyone else who was a part of that tour, to everyone who has worked for me, to everyone I represent, and to everyone who counts on me to be an ally and supporter and champion of women. He says, I respect women. I don't respect men who don't. And the fact that my own actions have given people a good reason to doubt that makes me feel ashamed. Well, your President Donald Trump responded. He said, the Al Frankenstein picture is really bad.
If you don't shut up, I don't want to hear no more.
It speaks a thousand words.
If Dope 45 don't shut the hell up.
Where do his hands go in pictures 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 while she sleeps? Now,
play the audio of Donald Trump. Remember, did nobody remember when Donald Trump said this?
Grab him by the p***y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. No, you should have played the whole thing. Well, he describes why women let you grab him by the poom poom. I know that Donald Trump didn't tweet it. That's a fake tweet.
No, he definitely
That's fake news. He didn't put that out.
And he said, and to think just last week he was lecturing anyone who would listen about sexual harassment and respect for women. Leslie Style Tate. And then question mark.
Oh, apologies too. I used goosing wrong. Goosing is not when you grab a woman's breast. According to the Urban Dictionary, it's where you stood behind an unsuspecting victim, you curl your hand in between their legs and grab hold of their genitals, mimicking the shape of a goose's neck. Yes.
Never heard of that.
Listen, men have been historically disgusting, okay? I don't know why we just don't all admit it to ourselves. It's sexual assault culture, rape culture, we're terrible with it. Especially if you grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. But things are changing right now.
All right. Now, Adrian! Sylvester Stallone was accused of sexually assaulting a 16-year-old fan. Now, the girl allegedly was forced to have sex with him.
Jesus Christ.
And also the bodyguard.
What you mean also the bodyguard? He was on some ain't no fun if the homies can't have none type stuff?
Yes. That's what the girl is alleged. They're saying there is a police report, but Sylvester Stallone denied that. He said this is a ridiculous false story.
How is it a false story if it was a police report?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's saying that it didn't really happen even though she filed a police report.
The police report, right.
Oh, okay. Got you. I mean, listen, man. I don't know, man.
Well, the police said she decided not to press charges against the man because she was scared and humiliated.
Well, that is another thing that we can discuss later on.
Right.
You know, I'm happy that a lot of these women are revealing a lot of these things because you can't heal what you don't reveal. But, you know, once everything simmers down a little bit, we do have to discuss allegations and accusations. And
correct.
Which allegations and accusations do we take serious?
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up right now. Or maybe you feel like us. We feel blessed this morning. Nothing but positive vibes. We, which you guys helped, raised over $700,000.
Listen, man, I missed my daughter's school play yesterday, okay? My daughter was a lost boy in Peter Pan for her fourth grade play.
Right.
But, you know, we were here raising money for a good cause.
Yep.
And she understood.
Yep. Yesterday, my daughter passed her permit test. She turned 16 and was so excited to go out with her first drive with her daddy. And we missed it, but it was for a great cause, and she understood that. All right. But get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. I'm so proud of you guys. You guys put in 18 hours yesterday and came in early this morning. God bless the both of you.
Thank you, baby.
I'm so proud of what you guys are able to accomplish. And this is why you guys are in a league of your own. Like, nobody can compete with y'all because y'all do stuff like this. So I just want to say God bless you. I hope you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving week. God bless everything y'all do. God bless your family, your children. Just God bless y'all.
I'm receiving all of that, but I'm going to tell you something. I think we're in a league of our own because of listeners like you,
absolutely,
to be honest with you.
no, I truly love you guys. No, seriously, I have your book, Charlamagne. Your audio book is bomb. I've been telling everybody to get it. DJ Envy, I love you, so I wish you would play it more. I know it's not that easy to, like, you know, play it whenever you feel like it, but I love your song. I just love the both of y'all. Y'all make my commute to work amazing. It's an hour long, but I get to listen to you guys, so it's awesome.
We love you,
guys. God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
I feel all good inside today, boy. Hello, who's
sure
this?
It's not gas.
Hello? No, it's not gas, you ass.
What's up, man? This is Knowledge, man. How y'all doing?
Knowledge.
Peace, Knowledge. What's happening, brother?
Get it off your chest.
Man, really, man, ain't nothing. I mean, saw how the Prince dropped. The old Kanye is coming. But, man, I like what y'all doing on the empowerment, the change for change. But it's smaller cities, man, that I think that y'all make a big change in. Just coming. Just going to the city, hitting up HBCUs, like in these smaller towns. Man, they need y'all voice. They need
we do
y'all
that. Y'all don't know if you know that, but we do that. I mean, both Charlamagne and I and Angela Yee, we go to these schools. We talk to the students.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I did it in Arlington.
Mississippi, though.
I'm going to be in Orlando. I haven't been to Mississippi in a long time, but we're making our way down there.
I'm doing something with David Banner in December in Mississippi. I can't remember the exact date, but.
We're making our way, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to be down there.
But, hey, 18, come to Arkansas, baby. Hit up I Like the Party, and we can get it popping.
I was in Arkansas. I did that last year. Hello, who's this?
I'm driving up the parkway, and a cop just turns on his lights in front of all of our cars and then decides to, like, weave back and forth in the lanes of traffic. And it's not the first time it's happened, and I've also seen it heading towards traffic where I know that there's no accident or anything like that. I don't know if it's just to slow traffic down to, you know, I'm really not sure, but I just feel like it's not right, whether it's illegal or not. I know a normal human doing that would get an obstruction of traffic ticket. I don't quite understand it, but I've seen it slow up traffic before, and then they just turn off the lights, and they just go, and then everybody else goes. So,
I mean, it could be to slow traffic up, or it could be just want to be an ass. I mean, we don't know, you know?
Stuff like that always confuses me, because I'm like, you can't call the police on the police. Who do you call?
Nobody. The Breakfast Club, like she did.
Just vent. Get it off your chest.
800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Dre, man.
Dre, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, what's going on, Envy? Peace to God.
Peace to
God. Andrew, hey, but I'm going to say this, man. It goes back to the shorty back in Chicago, man. They found in the freezer, right?
Okay.
Hey, all I know is, man, if I was in, you know, I've been in hotels before. So if I'm walking around the hotel, I mean, many times, man, somebody or anywhere, somebody would be like, hey, can I help you? So you see this girl that's out of place, acting out of pocket. Why didn't nobody even ask her, you know what I mean, was she all right? Or can they help her, you know what I mean?
I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't never had nobody ask me that.
I had people ask me,
well,
man.
In the lobby,
hey,
maybe.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're doing an investigation, but, you know, it's so sad what happened to that young lady. She lost her life, and her family lost their daughter, their baby girl, which is very sad.
Right. And one more thing, Charlamagne. Hey, I know about Gucci, man. I'm from VA, and I know about the Gucci, man, dry humping and all that, man. We were just a little wild when we were young, yo.
Goosing. Goosing and dry humping. No, man, listen, I'm telling you, man, I've admitted it, and I told all of y'all, we were all raised on rape culture, sexual assault culture, sexual harassment culture, and it was reinforced in the images that we saw in music, the images we saw on TV, and everybody just needs to unlearn that BS behavior they was on, period.
Hello, who's this?
G.
Hey, G, get it off your chest.
I just
just wanted to be good thing to get out my chest, man. I'm a soldier in the Army, and I stayed up with y'all all day.
Thank you, bro.
And I sounded up some of the troops, and we hit it yesterday. I love the message that the Breakfast Club put out every day. Man. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, my brother.
And we appreciate what you guys do out there as well, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, coming up next in the room is we're going to play back some of the calls from you guys, from the celebrities. And when we come back,
we got to talk about some of the rumors we missed yesterday, too, man. Like Eve on the talk.
Right.
You know, it was a few things that I wanted to talk about that we didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday.
And I want to play back some of these calls, like the celebrities that called and donated, because it was inspirational to me yesterday. And when we come back, I want to start off with who kicked it off. Will.i.am.
Yes.
All right.
And I want some Starbucks, but we don't have anybody here to bring us Starbucks because
nope.
None of the interns decided to come in today.
No, nope, but
I need some Starbucks. Y'all and Charlotte dying over here for real. Not literally, but figuratively.
We got you. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
To the rumors, we have to talk Eve, and we have to talk, rumor has it, the Breakfast Club raised a lot of bread.
Listen up. This
just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, now Angela Yee is not here, so we're going to do some rumors a little bit. Now, Eve, people are mad at Eve because she criticized Nicki Minaj's new paper magazine cover. Have you seen the cover?
Of course I saw the cover. I saw the cover and I saw the meme that Donnell Rollins did where he took all our faces and put them on Nicki's bodies.
Right, that's disrespectful.
Yes, I did see that.
Well, let's listen to what Eve said.
But as a woman, from my point of view personally, I would not be able to do that. I think in this climate, it's not good. I think every artist has a right to express themselves however they want to express themselves, and I respect that as well. For me personally, as I started coming up in the business, I started realizing that young girls were looking up to me and younger people were looking up to me, and that not that you want to be a role model, but it becomes what you become. It is what you are.
I mean, I don't see what Eve said wrong. I mean, she said she wouldn't do it.
Right now, in this point of her life.
Yeah, and Eve used to be a stripper, but she was young and she's older now, so she went through that, so other women probably don't have to go through that. She's a grown-ass woman. She said that's something that she wouldn't do. Her experiences doing that probably didn't make her feel good.
Right.
You know, and as she got older, then she reflects on them. But she ain't knocking Nicki. She just saying that's something she wouldn't do.
Right, and in Eve's life right now, she doesn't need to. She's not really rapping. She has a billionaire boyfriend. Nicki Minaj is rapping. Little Kim did things like this, so maybe they just...
By the way, Nicki don't have to do it either. I mean, Nicki is a big business mogul brand at this point. She don't have to do stuff like that.
I think she wants to.
Exactly. Clearly, she wants to do it. Now, so that's her thing, if she wants to do it.
Right.
She don't have to.
Now, also, we have to talk about yesterday. We raised over $700,000.
That's a rumor.
Because of you guys
out
there.
This is the rumor report. Is this true or factual?
This is factual. This is real news.
The Breakfast Club really raised over $7,000 for the Gathering for Justice organization, which is an organization that was founded by Harry Belafonte. It's a nonprofit, and they're a fiscal sponsor for Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights Camp, the Women's March, and Justice League NYC.
And a lot of celebrities stepped up, and I believe it all started from this guy right here. Will.i.am, who called yesterday and made a huge donation. Let's listen.
Yeah, raising money is hard. Like, for some reason, like, when it comes to doing the right thing, a lot of people don't step up. So, you know, whatever you need me to do, I'll kick it off. Like, let's say, you know, 20. I'll put in 20.
$20? I appreciated that.
$20K.
Hey!
Oh, my gosh. Will.i.am
just
dropped
$20,000.
Now, listen.
Whoa.
We said that we weren't putting out the numbers of what people
were
donating.
We put that number out.
Yeah, but if you want to tell everybody that's you giving, Will, great.
No, I know what it is. Like, every year, we stressed out around this year because I have my gala that I do every year, IMA Foundation. We raise money and we build, like, you know, inner city skill sets around science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And so every year, you know, around this time, we stress.
So after he called and donated $20,000, he then called back. Yeah, Will.i.am called back from South Africa and said this.
Harry Belafonte is a legend.
Yes.
He's, like, paved the way for a lot of our freedoms and fought alongside, you know, all the, you know, civil rights fighters out there.
Absolutely.
Who are responsible for the privileges that we have. And since then, like, you know, there's few of us that are doing the work, but I think this is a great opportunity to have, you know, this type of activity happens every quarter. Why don't we all bond together and have this kind of potluck to help each one of us out.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
We agree.
Manson, he has this thing in D.C. Like, I have my community center in East L.A., the projects where I'm from, and he's now part of, you know, the same program I've been doing for the past 7 years. And I know he's probably going to want to, like, and he got money, but it ain't just about your money. It's about the whole community coming out to help the whole community. So I was saying, like, 20K, that really ain't enough.
No, hold on. Will I Am donated 20K. You're saying that's not enough
that's
for
not
you
enough.
To donate?
I'll do 50K.
Whoa! Oh, my God. That's crazy.
The great thing about Will I Am, man, is the fact that he donated that money and then everybody wanted to outdo him.
Absolutely.
So you had Khaled call and say he wanted to donate $51,000.
Then you had Puff call and said he wanted to donate $100,000.
He wanted to trump them both.
Then,
and I don't know if Eminem was just acting his wage. His mindset was, I see what everybody else doing. Let me be the biggest donor of the night.
And he donated $150,000.
Hey, man. Thank you to every single one of them.
We'll play some more people that called in during the show. But when we come back, that's the Rumor Report. When we come back, T-Pain will be joining us.
T-Pain got a new album out today.
Yep.
And it's called Oblivion.
Okay. We'll kick it with Tallahassee Pain when we come back.
You got to do a T-Pain mini mix, too, man. Show T-Pain some respect.
I got you. I'm going to do it. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. He stopped by yesterday, T-Pain.
Yay!
Now, so Cash Money hasn't paid you.
No.
Who do you blame for not getting paid?
Me. Why? I just didn't. I never pressed for it. I never was like, yo, where's that check?
I don't think you were going to get it anyway.
I don't know. I mean, but you know, it's business, man. It's just happening. You know what I'm saying? I waited long enough. You know what I'm saying?
It sucks when you're cool with somebody and you got to press them for the money that they owe you, too. It's probably not a good feeling. Like,
nah, and that's crazy. I'm still not pressing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still not, like, hitting my lawyer. I still haven't talked to my lawyer about it to this day.
Can you do something like put out the... I know you released some of the music that you have with Wayne, but maybe they could work something out.
I don't know. I mean, it's literally just been... Just me waiting.
Because you didn't get paid for the feature, right? It was you do something for you do something for me. It was more than...
Right. It's the royalties. Yeah, it's the back end stuff. So it's not like a cold press that I'm trying to do. It's just really, hey, so remember
that half a mil?
What song was it?
Got Money.
Oh,
and
that was a big
stuff,
record.
And How to Hate on Carter 4 and some other stuff on Carter 3 I did. So, yeah.
It seemed like a half a million is kind of light for Got Money. That was a big record.
It is. But, you know, we're talking change every time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a massive, crazy all over the world kind of thing.
Well, is that the problem when you kind of like homeboys with a person? So you like, hey, man, we homies.
Nah. Because usually people don't handle their own money.
Like, right. It's not like you're calling him. Like,
right. You know, I'm not talking to Wayne about this. I'm not talking to Baby. I'm not talking to anybody about it. This is my team. Realized that, hey, we still didn't get this.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, they figured it out themselves. And it's business, man. It ain't got nothing to do with me and Verb's relationship and me and Wayne's relationship. It's just, it'll be the same thing if the roles are reversed.
But you know you're not getting paid if Wayne hasn't gotten paid.
Obviously, but, you know, that's coming from two different places. I mean, you know, everybody can argue where money is coming from and where it can come from and... if he's still buying this, and how can you get? I'm not interested in that. Eventually, I'm gonna have it. If my kids get it, then I'm fine.
Right.
If I'm out the game and I don't need it no more, and then all of a sudden, like, hey, remember that money you was supposed to get a long time ago? Boom, right there for the kids.
So what if they need a feature now? What if Wayne or Birdman need a feature now?
I'm still doing it. Like I said, that ain't got nothing to do with our relationship. Mm-hmm. It's always gonna be love between camps and stuff like that. So, you know, and I'm gonna always back up Wayne with anything he's going through, with anything. Bird going through, which I don't think Bird's going through anything, but, you know, if just so happened he's going through anything, I'm always backing him up. It's always going to be family. This business side, we'll mix that.
Now, when's the last time you put an album out?
2011.
Six years. Up Down was the last, well, that record was on that record, right?
That wasn't even on anything. I just dropped it.
Really?
Yeah. That wasn't on anything.
You know, people forget how many records and how many hits you really have, right?
Yeah.
I was in Vegas for Kevin Hart. And T-Pain performed. And T-Pain was on stage, no lie, for 2 hours.
No lie.
Me and my wife was like, God, another one?
And he's
dancing for 2 hours straight. You have a lot of records.
He definitely said, go do 15 minutes.
And he did 2 hours.
And then Hennessy happened. It was just a lot.
How much publishing do you get from all that? Because you have a lot of records that make radio.
I try not to pay attention to it. I really don't. Because that's why I took a break. because it was, that's all I was trying to do, was trying to make more hits and make more money. And I was just in the studio more than I was at home. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see my kids, but I also wanted that hit more than that. And that started, once I started getting in my mind, like, I was putting music over family, then I was like, all right, I need to chill and step back, because that, it just wasn't working out, and it was dumb. It was dumb to do.
Did T-Pain take a break, or did, like, the T-Pain sound come to a close for a second? Because you had a good era. It was a T-Pain era.
Yeah, it was a hard run.
And radio, everything.
I definitely could have kept that going. Yeah. I could have kept that going for sure. And, I mean, you know, in all honesty, for all being adults here, it's still going.
Yeah, it never died.
It's the same thing. Yeah, it's more now.
Just different players. Yeah. Different people.
Yeah, it's more now. So, you know, so seeing that and seeing it starting to happen, and me being the angry black guy I was, when people started doing it and started copying it, I was like, yeah, you know, I started going on my tangents and stuff like that, and it started getting bad for me, and I started putting that in front of my wife and kids, and I just wanted to back up and be smart about what my future was going to be.
They definitely Ja Rule'd you. And what I mean, I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. They clowned you for singing,
clowned
you for auto-tune, and then everybody came and did the same thing.
Fast,
by the way, after Jay-Z did Death for Auto-Tune, that became the New York sound for a moment.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You think in retrospect you should have just kept going?
Nah. I'm fine. Like, I was straight. I was good with the money I had. I still was getting money. You know, I didn't stop shows and stuff like that. So I think it was more important to have my kids not call me other daddy, because they feel like
other daddy
because for a long time my kids thought that me at home and me on TV was two different people.
Hilarious.
Like, so they, so that's how much I didn't see them. They thought when I came home it was a completely different person.
That's great.
From so it got too bad. So I was like, I gotta come. My kids was like, my daughter was running from me because she didn't recognize me sometimes. Like, when I changed my hair, she didn't know I did it. And it
How old was your daughter?
I mean, she's 13.
At that time?
At that time she was six.
Just six.
So, you know, she didn't really understand what was going on. And, you know, it was terrible. I had too much money. I was drunk all the time. And yeah, it was over the top. So
Were you drunk because you were depressed or something? Or
I think at first, I was drunk just because I could be. Mm-hmm. And I had the money to be. You know, coming from not being able to buy a damn quarter water to, you know what I'm saying, having whole wine cellars just full of Hennessy and Nouveau. Like, you know, you just drink it because it's there. You wake up in the morning and make a bowl of Frosted Flakes with Hennessy. Like, you know, you just got it because you want to be able to say, I just ate Frosted Flakes with Hennessy. So, you know, it's that, and then once that started affecting my day-to-day life, that's when I got depressed, and then I started drinking more because I was depressed. Mm. So it turned into a self-inflicting depression. Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely did it to myself because I was ruining my own life, and then didn't know why, because I also wanted to blame other people for it. So it was self-inflicting. That was dumb.
That's the gift and the curse of the music industry. Mm-hmm. And on one end, you got everything you want, can provide for your family, but on the other end, you're kind of like so far removed from your family.
Exactly. And then, you know, people try to blame the Illuminati for that. They doing that to themselves. Everybody's doing that to themselves. Illuminati ain't killing nobody. We killing ourselves.
Is there an Illuminati, though?
I hope there is, because I need an email.
I need it.
Everybody they say that's in it is mega rich, and I just need to be. I mean, if that's what it is, I don't understand people's people's obsession with that, though.
Yeah.
Because I always say it's the people that fear God the most. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jay-Z always give it up to God. You know, people like Chance, they say Chance and Illuminati, they give it up to God. But not one person is saying that this death metal band over here that openly worships the devil, nobody's saying that to them. Nobody. It's just like, there's no way that black guy has that much money without there being some kind of round table of white dudes involved.
All right, we got more with T-Pain when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, T-Pain, you feel like Tallahassee doesn't support you like they should?
I don't think they feel like they need to.
What do you mean?
I don't think, if I was still standing in Tallahassee and I saw another artist come back, I'm like, he's fine. I don't need to go to that show. Like, or I don't really need to stay here, like, the whole time. I do like your songs, but I also know you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when you come up with your homeboy and you ask your homeboy for $50 in the club, he's like, why? What, you have money though. So it's, I think it's that kind of mentality, or maybe it's just me focusing on the negative and only. You know what I'm saying? It could be that, and there are people that still think positive of me and things of that nature. But I know, you know, every time anybody come back to me with news from Tallahassee, it's always something about this dude that used to work with me, or this dude that used to be around me, and now he's not around you anymore. He's mad that you left, even though y'all whole plan was to leave. When y'all got, when every time we said, when we get money, we're going to leave. We're going to take our mama out of here. We're going to do something better. But, you know, I guess people don't follow their own advice, and they get mad at me for going through with the plan that we both set up.
Yeah, I saw you do a show there. I don't remember how long ago it was, and you was like, I'm never coming back here ever again.
Yeah, because first what happened was Fantasia was on the show, but they had her going after. They had her closing the show. And I'm like, well,
he's like, I'm from here, guys.
Right. I mean, it's like my hometown. Obviously, I want to go last. But then they didn't change the times. So they still let her go on when she was supposed to go on. And they put me on after. But they didn't tell me they had a curfew right after she got off stage.
Wow.
So right in the middle of my set, my they cut lights. They cut mic. Wow. They cut everything. So I was just like, this is my hometown. I can't.
That's crazy.
They told me I couldn't have a band. And she had like a 10-piece joint. Like, it was just weird. And I felt like I wasn't valued in a place that I value so much that it's in my name. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Tallahassee Pain. Like, yeah, I put it in my name. I got the city tatted on me. And we let outsiders come in so much. And, you know, if New York like it, then Tallahassee love it. If Miami like it, Tallahassee love it. We've never been that city that's like, we setting the whole thing up. We setting Florida up. We setting our thing up. I mean, I feel like we could be and we should be. I mean, it's capital city. Like, you know, so I got more love for Tallahassee than any other place on this world. But, you know, it's just the circumstances when I do go, it's I don't feel it back.
Next time, you should set it up. Like, you should set up your own.
I mean, that's expensive.
Like a T-Pain.
Yeah, but you'll make money off of it, you know?
Yeah, it's a 50-50.
Like, it could be a good thing, like, just to, you know, give
back. And that's another thing. And that's another thing. When I go there, they don't want me to make money. They want
to do it for free.
They want me to do it for free. And any money I do get from something, they want me to give it
to them.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And everybody wants their own charity. Like, my mama doing this thing real quick. And like, no big nationwide thing. They want some, look, we're trying to start this barbecue business. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and I get it. Like, do your hustle, get your hustle on. But I got to take something back to the kids, too.
I think sometimes your hometown goes out of their way to show you that they don't care that you're popping. You know what I'm saying?
That's black people. Black people, period.
Think black people.
So I don't know if they do it on purpose, man. I don't think they do it on purpose. I think it's just a natural, we already know you kind of thing, and it's not like, you know, not special. It's not a special thing. Like, my kids think I'm lame. But they friends all want to meet me.
Yeah.
So when they friends, are like, yo, is your dad coming? They're like, why is that special to y'all? Like, so I think it's a natural thing. You know, like I said, man, I love Tallahassee. It's just hard to feel like a battered woman when I go there.
Now, I saw you on DJs and Mero saying that big ass chain you had back in the day.
Yay.
So that was you regret that purchase.
Oh, for sure.
How much did you pay for it?
The cash.
I said, how much?
Oh, $400,000?
Yeah.
I always thought it was fake.
I thought it was
until
fake.
Until you said that.
Yeah.
I was like, nobody, you know why I always thought it was fake? Because I was like, nobody would really buy
it. It should have been.
I wanted it to be.
It should have been fake. I didn't think
it should have been fake.
It really should have. I really didn't think that who's going to come at me with a diamond tester and like really try. But I needed things to be mine. I needed people to know that there's my, even if they didn't know, because everybody thought it was fake.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I knew it was real. I knew that none of my cars were leased, so I bought all my cars straight up. Like, no, I don't do no payments on that. Just so I can know in my mind that all these things belong to me and they're real. It's not a rental car. But nobody knows. Nobody cares.
Right. No.
I could have rented a car for 3 days, put it online, and people would have thought that was my phone.
And you'd own it, and it still said you didn't own
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
What happened to that chain?
$400,000 cash.
I melted that down.
You melted it down?
Yeah.
Nobody told you that was a bad idea? Like, nobody
knows. Oh, tons of people. Tons of people.
Jeweler told them.
Tons of people. Yeah, the jeweler was like, you sure you don't want like a
No,
like a smaller.
So how did you go to the jeweler? You said I want a chain this big.
I want a big ass chain.
I want a big ass. Chain.
What do you want it to be? A big ass chain.
Yeah, I mean, look,
the jeweler
man
was like, I want to take your money, but at the same time,
he didn't hesitate that much. he didn't tell me how much it was gonna cost either, because right. I just said I need a big ass chain that says big ass chain. This dude tried me at a show and told me I wouldn't do it. Now I need the biggest chain you can come up with, and he had to make a special chain for it. It was a lot. It was
$400,000. You say you melted it down to what?
To all them bottles.
The bottles?
The bottle chains I had. You remember that?
Remember the bottles? You had a couple of bottles. He had
a couple. Like 15.
Why did you do that? Because at one point I was like, well, maybe he owns all these companies that he put. They made bottles of Ciroc.
Yeah.
It was bottles of Hypnotic.
Ace. Yeah. I was just, another stupid thing. Because that costs money. The labor costs money to change it from the big ass chain to all them bottles. I don't know why I did that. I tried to give the Ciroc to Diddy and he gave it back. He didn't like it.
Oh, really? God.
You tried to give it to him or sell it to him?
Tried to give it to him.
Like, here's a
also,
gift.
I was in the club. He probably knew I was drunk too. So that probably.
He's like, I don't want to take this and then later on.
Right, and then in the morning, you're going to be like, what's my chain?
Diddy stole my chain.
So what happened to those bottles? You still have those? You melted those down too?
I don't know where they are.
You don't know where those
are? Oh my God.
I lost them.
You lost them?
Yeah.
For $400,000 just gone in the wind.
Yeah. My wife always hits me like, hey, I was cleaning up downstairs. I found two chains. It's always.
Why two
like
chains
that
in your house?
I knew you were going
to
do that.
You had a responsibility to make that money.
You were waiting for that one.
Everybody thought it, but no one was really going to make that bad joke.
As a man, you had a responsibility to make that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got more with T-Pain when we come back. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We always joke about the bartender song and said, you seen the future before anybody else did.
You did.
It is.
And you know what's so dope about it? You started in love with strippers.
Right.
Right.
But then you caught on to the bartender. I was like, why are you thinking about the bartender? This is way back. Yeah, how long ago was bartender?
That was 2007.
Woo!
Wow.
And you're a visionary.
I am. I accept that term.
So what happened? You went to a club? You went to a club and the bartender was on your mind? Or what made
no,
you
well, I mean, they're generally more nice than the dancers. Not nice looking, but they have to be
accommodating.
Right, because, you know, obviously they don't get the tips out of nowhere.
Right.
You know, but obviously they embarrass the hell out of you if you don't tip them, so you got to do something. But they're usually a little less attitude-y from not getting smacked on the ass all night, and right. You know what I'm saying, happen to be butt naked, so you know they wear what they, you know, what they came to work in, and that's all they got to wear all night, and they usually just more, just the attitude's a little less there.
In a better mood.
Did you ever think about remaking that song for a new generation?
I can't.
Since the bartenders are amazing now?
Oh, the bartenders have always been amazing, but gotta let that sleep. Let that rest where it is, and you know, just let it do its thing. It's already making me money. I'm fine.
Was there ever a part of you that was like, I don't want to use auto-tune anymore because everybody's doing it?
No, not at all. Because, you know, it seemed like I was letting people push me out of my bag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is something I did, and I couldn't let other people using my swag push me. Like, that makes no sense. So, I definitely thought about it once, but I only thought about it because my manager told me to.
Mm-hmm.
My manager was like, you gotta stop using auto-tune. I'm like, why would I? It's like, people don't like auto-tune anymore. I'm like, do you hear the amount
everything
of auto-tune?
Even rappers just rap and use auto-tune.
Right, yeah.
You were mad at the world at one time.
Oh, man.
Everybody who used auto-tune, you was mad at.
I was pretty
did you have to repair those relationships at all?
No, not at all. People know they did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't bounce back from you know, blatantly copying my swag and then be like, yo, we cool now? No, this is still, I didn't have to repair that because they know what they did.
Right.
And it was the people that called me to get on those songs.
Wow.
So they was calling me to get on those songs so they could use it. Like, you know, it was just a whole generation of people like, yo, if you get T-Pain on this, you can do exactly what he does. And then after that, you don't have to get him anymore because he's already solidified. You got the T-Pain stamp and you can just keep running with it. So it was I got tricked into stamping other people using my swag.
You think you'd have been upset if they'd have just paid homage? If they'd have just been like, this is the T-Pain?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Wouldn't have been upset at all.
Remember, Jay-Z said you're T-painting too much. He didn't say you're auto-tuning too much.
Right.
T-painting. So if other people had just said, it's that T-Pain thing,
right,
would you have felt better then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where?
Just because. You know what I'm saying? Because people expect me to do it, if you know what I'm saying, if we do anything like that. And I wasn't even bitter about it. It was just the media and fans and stuff like that was like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. When other people did, and then with me, it's like, oh, Jay-Z killed you, son. Like, wait, what? How does that work then?
Right.
Because he's bigging me up in the song. Not this guy, but you saying this is the innovative, and I'm the one copying now?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it just got twisted in the fans and the media's eyes because at that time, I was slowing down. And other people were just inventing themselves or reinventing themselves, and it seemed like they was doing some revolutionary, like some, right, they was doing God's work by copying my swag, and it just wasn't.
I always wondered if you and Jay ever had like a real conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. 2009, I think.
Okay.
2009 Grammys. It was about the realest conversation we could have at the time. We was at the Grammy party. Him and B was there. I had 2 drinks in my hand. I couldn't shake his hand. So that was weird.
Good excuse to hold the grudge,
right,
and not shake one hand.
I got two drinks.
I can't shake your hand. Great excuse. I like that. I like how you played that.
No. That's what it was. Because I was coming back from the bar, and he walked in. And B was behind him, and I couldn't hug B because I was like, I'm for sure going to spill one of these on you. Right. And I can't. I just don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want this connotation with spilled drinks in your head with T-Pain. So, how you doing, Queen? How you doing?
That would have been a hell of a headline. T-Pain threw a drink on Beyonce over Jay-Z's Death of Auto-Tune.
Wow.
So, what did y'all talk about?
It was just a quick back and forth about, you know what I'm saying, misunderstanding and stuff like that. It was like, you know, one like that, one like you thought. I was like, cool, I figured that out after you started explaining on the radio and stuff
after
like that.
And after you jumped on stage and...
You know, yeah, I figured it out. I was going to support the record. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was...
I'm surprised the security guard didn't throw you off.
I'm surprised
you
didn't pepper spray you.
They knew I was coming.
Oh.
They knew I was coming. This whole thing was set up. I think the only person that didn't know was Jay.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, so Hot 97 set it up.
Right. Hero set it up.
Oh, they're trying to make a moment.
So I was going out to support the record because I was asking Ebro, could he get Jay to do it on my set? And he said Jay was triple booked that day, but they didn't want anybody to know that he was coming to Summer Jam because he was doing Jeezy's set. So it was still supposed to be a surprise. So I get that. You got to protect that. So I was actually calling Ebro to see if he can do it on my set.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that I went to support the record.
So he was already there and they was just like, glad out.
Yeah.
Did Jay know that? Did he know that they set that up?
He said no. He knew that. I don't think he knew that.
He knows now. Hey, Jay, hold that grudge. All right? Hold that grudge, Hove.
Yeah, I don't think he knew.
Let's get back to the business at hand. You know, we talked about your big-ass chains.
Oh, one thing. Oblivion. Why is the name Oblivion?
This is a celebration of coming out of that depression.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I felt like I was just in a void for a long time just by myself. But that was, again, it was me. It was me doing that. You know what I'm saying? So... I put myself in that, and, you know what I'm saying, the eyes in Oblivion are lowercase because I felt like I was small at the time. So, it was, you know, it was just a real deep depression that I could have gotten out of at any given time. But I was also somewhat forced to stay in there because it was a strategy used by some people that was working for me, and, like, they had to make me feel crazy so they can establish a certain level of control.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Shut up.
Did you say aw?
What?
Did that grown-ass man say aw? You just said aw? Did he just say aw?
What just happened?
It was the lowercase I thing, man. That touched me, man.
Oh, my God.
That touched you, huh?
I feel like I got the lowercase I because I felt small. Oh, man.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on with that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's T-Pain.
Tallahassee Pain.
Yeah.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Loyalty, Kendrick Lamar. Shout to TDE's own Top Dog.
Top Dog donated yesterday.
He donated a lot yesterday. We appreciate you.
To Change for Change.
Uh-huh.
With us raising money for the Gathering for Justice organization. Top Dog made a nice, healthy donation.
Sure
dropped a cool bomb for Top Dog.
Sure did.
Top Dog had it because... Them guys over at TDE sell a lot of records and make a lot of money, and they don't buy nothing that depreciates with value. You see, that's the only rap crew in the world with no chains.
Yeah.
Not,
no, they do. I think I've seen one TDE chain.
I think Top's the only one that has one that I've seen.
Yeah, but it ain't nothing too crazy. Mm-mm. It might just be silver, to be honest.
Nah, let's get to the rumors. Let's find out who this Cardi B.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Now, it seems like a rapper. Can I call him a rapper?
No.
It seems like
so-called rapper.
What?
So-called entertainer.
All right.
Struggling musical artist. Struggle rapper. There you go.
All right. It seems like Jocelyn.
Struggle salsa performer.
Has thrown some bars at Cardi B.
Who is Jocelyn?
Jocelyn from Love and Hip Hop.
I thought her name was Jocelyn.
Jocelyn
Hernandez.
You know who I'm talking about.
Listen, last time Jocelyn was here over the summer, it was very pleasant.
Right.
And we're going to keep it that way.
Okay. But she did throw some bars at Cardi B. Let's listen to what she, her song and what she said.
That bitch called Nadia. You, her, I know what's going on. She see Antoine Duke, now you're a bitch. I'm in silence. I get my hit 30. X up on me. No class, wanna be full. Drag a Bronx bitch. Yeah, I said it. What y'all gonna do? Fabricated, illustrated cartoon. That bitch bloody my ass. Big fat bloody pissing for you. You have the blood. Who the fuck cold sign this hoe? Blood suck my pissing post. You black and mild, popping pills, blood. Look, you got your sniffing lines out his ass.
First of all, none of our listeners have subtitles.
The radio
doesn't come with subtitles. I don't know what she said just now.
I heard bloody butt.
Let me give her a nice little ass gas. Little. There you go. Let's fart on those bars. There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Fart on those bars.
I don't know why, where it's coming from or why, but.
Jealousy. Envy.
Goodness
hate.
Gracious.
That's where that's coming from. Come on, Jocelyn. You better than that. I could have swear when she came on the Breakfast Club over the summer, she said that she had no problems with Cardi and that she was just going, you know what? Wait till Donkey today. Four after the hour.
You got something
I need to talk to Jocelyn. Jocelyn, come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with you, boo.
All right. Well, before we get to Donkey today, we also got to have some positivity. Yesterday, we told you about will.i.am. He started off the donations as far as celebrities are concerned. Donated $20,000 and called back and said $20,000 wasn't enough. So he had to donate $50,000.
Now, listen, we were raising money for the Gathering for Justice nonprofit organization. That's Harry Belafonte's nonprofit. And they're a fiscal sponsor for Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights Camp, the Women's March, and Justice League NYC.
Right. So then we called DJ Khaled. Angie Martinez was here. And we said, all right, well, let's reach out to Khaled and see what Khaled would donate. Let's play what he said.
What's good, everybody? Good?
Khaled, we got the Breakfast Club and the Queen.
Hi, Khaled.
Oh, man, you're a good girl.
They're going to try to rob you, but it's for a good cause. Angie, come on.
Come on,
you're not good cause.
Come on,
they're going to shake you down, Khaled, but it's for a good cause.
Hold on. I'm focused. I'm always focused.
All right,
I'm
good.
Good energy and great energy and things to uplift the world and unity. This is my type of call. Like, you know what I'm saying? Call me for these type of calls, please.
Now, Khaled, we know you the best, right?
One of the greatest that ever did it.
Will I am.
I love this talk. Khaled.
Gave $50,000 today.
Will I am set the bar high. But we appreciate anything you do, Khaled. Anything you do. We're just letting you know.
But, Khaled, you the best.
That Will I am donated $50,000.
You know what? First of all, I want to say this, right? This is so amazing to do an interview with the Breakfast Club and Angie Martinez and it just be all on this vibe. I love this. This is history. I love this. This is beautiful. And to answer the question, if Will I Am gave 50, then I want to give 51,000.
Now, I love that. I love that.
And the rumor is the Breakfast Club raised over $700,000 in 18 hours. That's not really a rumor. It's a fact, but this is the rumor report.
And then after that, we got another call. Our boss came in here. She was on the phone.
Now, by the way, that wasn't the next big donation after Khaled.
The next big donation was Diddy.
It was Diddy.
And Diddy donated.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Diddy, man.
$100,000.
Diddy set the tone for this big, huge donation. This guy is performing on SNL this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Chance the Rapper is hosting, but he is the special musical guest.
Correct.
And this guy, through his foundation, the Marshall Mathers Foundation, did this.
Donated
$150,000. Eminem is his name. Eminem is his name, ladies
Paul
and gentlemen.
Paul Rosenberg, thank you, guys. $150,000. $1,000.
Listen, man, we be needing the white allies to show up.
Absolutely. He showed up.
And he showed up.
He showed up yesterday
and he donated money. He donated to the Gathering for Justice organization, which is Harry Belafonte's organization, in support of Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights Camp, the Justice League, Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour, Carmen Perez, and Yeah, the Women's March, Justice League NYC, all of that.
That's right, and he showed up, and we appreciate that. So that's the rumor report. Now, when we come back, Charlamagne's giving donkey to Jocelyn Hernandez.
Yeah, she needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her.
All right, we'll do it when we come back. Keep it locked to his gold link. It's the Breakfast Club.
Charlamagne, say the game. Dunk it or the shade. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, my guy, Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran made a donation yesterday, too, to Gathering for Justice.
Sure did.
Well, it actually should have hit this morning because it was on UK time, but I'll check that in a minute. But salute to my guy, Ed Sheeran. Now, Donkey of the Day for Friday, November 17th, goes to Jocelyn Hernandez. Now, Jocelyn became infamous because of lies in hip-hop. That's where many of us were first introduced to her. I never heard of her before this. I have no issues with Jocelyn Hernandez. I used to think she was a man, you know? For years, I thought she wasn't really a Jocelyn, but was indeed a Jose. But then she got pregnant and had a baby, and that conspiracy theory went out the window for me. So in my mind, she has evolved from a dude I might have to fight one day to a woman that's okay with me. All right, but Donkey of the Day doesn't discriminate. Now, Jocelyn has been trying to get her music career off the ground for a while now, but that plane just won't take off. All right, it's just stuck on the runway for no apparent reason. I asked the pilot what's the problem, and he don't know. Air traffic control won't tell us what's going on. From what I can see, it's no bad weather where we going. Maintenance on the plane seems to be fine. It's just one of those things where they got us all sitting on the plane. They got us all sitting on the runway. And they're probably about to cancel the flight. Okay, for no reason. Well, I guess Jocelyn is tired of sitting on this runway. She's mad she hasn't taken off yet. So when you're sitting on the runway watching other planes take off and come and go as they please, you start getting mad. You start getting mad at everything and everybody, okay? First, you get mad because all those other flights have taken off before you. Then you get mad at the airline you on because you think they trash because every other airline is taking off but you. Now, Jocelyn hasn't gotten quite to the point where she is mad at her own airline yet that I know of, but she clearly is upset about other airlines that have taken off and are soaring high because apparently yesterday when we were here at the Breakfast Club, raising over 700 grand for the Gathering for Justice organization, Jocelyn Hernandez was dropping diss tracks to Queen Cardi B. Can we hear some of Jocelyn's diss tracks called Hate Me Now, I believe?
That bitch called Nagish. You, her, I know what's going on. She's being Juan Thugger now, yours, bitch. I'm always fighting. I get my hit 30. X up on me. No class wannabe, full Dragon Bronx, bitch. Yeah, I said it. What y'all gonna do? Fabricated, illustrated cartoon that's bitch bloody my ass. Big fat bloody pissing for you. You holla blood. Who the fuck gon' sign this hoe? Blood suck my pissing hoe. You black and mild, popping pee of blood. Fucking got your sniffing lines out his ass, I hoe. Them fake ass tickles be working that bloody bumpy lips of yours. What bitch I said it?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, Breakfast Club listeners. I really am. I know the radio doesn't come with subtitles. I apologize. But fart all over that record, please. Give me some ass gas, okay? Come on. Come on. I need something wet. Come on. Come on. Give me one of those. I ate some ice cream, drank some cognac, and drank a little Starbucks. Come on. Oh, oh.
Okay.
Let me empty my bowl one time. There you all go. Right. There you go. Here's the thing. I hate things that are fueled by jealousy and envy. Okay, I can't stand that, especially when you want to be popping so bad that you allow that jealousy and envy to cause you to shoot at the person you jealous and envious of because you think shooting them is going to make you hot. That's not how any of this works, ever. Attempting to dim someone else's light won't make yours shine brighter, especially when it ain't about nothing. Jocelyn is simply mad because Cardi B's plane has taken off and Jocelyn's plane is stalled at the runway. I recall when Stevie J, her baby daddy, said that Jocelyn was keeping him from seeing their child because she was mad Cardi B was popping. Remember that? We got that? Let me hear that.
So apparently since Cardi B winning, Jocelyn let me see the baby. Damn, Cardi hot. She ain't pissing nobody off. She did what she was supposed to do. Hats off to Cardi B. I guess I see you in court.
Now, I don't know what the correlation is, you know what I'm saying? But Jocelyn apparently wouldn't let Stevie J see the baby because she was mad at Cardi B. Now, I asked Jocelyn Hernandez about that when she was here on The Breakfast Club this summer. I asked her, did she have an issue with Cardi B? Is it frustrating that your music career hasn't taken off because you see people like Cardi B? Mm-hmm. Like, they out of here. Does it bother you a little bit?
No, look, shout out to Cardi. I love Cardi. She's amazing. She's doing a great job.
Cardi's dope.
Yeah, she's doing a great job, and she's popping. And my thing is, like, everything happens for people different timing, you know? Mm-hmm. So who am I to say when is my time?
Right.
You know, as long as I believe and love what I do,
and stick to it, I know it's going to happen. And I don't have a problem with anybody that kind of like got there before me, especially because I've been pregnant for a year and a half. You know, well, 10 months.
15 months.
No, 10 months. It's 10 months, but then you have to take, it's 10 months, but you have to take 4 months after the 10 months, you know, to recover.
No, Jocelyn, this is why you're getting donkey today. You just specifically said over the summer, not mad, because everything is about timing. Now, do I think musically your time will come? No, but I'm not God, so I don't know what our creator has planned for you. But I do know life is all about timing, like you said. The unreachable becomes reachable. The unavailable becomes available. The unattainable becomes attainable. You just got to have patience. You said it yourself and wait it all out. It's all timing. What happened to that? Okay. You know, Jocelyn made those comments over the summer, but I guess watching Cardi B get that number one record with Bodak Yellow, getting that Rolling Stone cover, get that NY Mad cover, you know, her getting mentioned by everybody in the game, I guess it just got Jocelyn sick. She got sick, and when she got sick, she was feeling it in her stomach, so she ended up throwing up that garbage-ass diss track. Jocelyn Hernandez, listen to me, boo, and I mean this in the nicest way. You are a prime example right now that haters don't really hate you. In fact, they hate themselves because you're a reflection of what they wish to be. Hate is a weak emotion, a sign of failure. Okay, Jocelyn, you're just admitting that your musical career has faded because now you're hating on Cardi B. Listen, people only hate on you when you got something they want. Do you think Cardi B has something Jocelyn wants? Huh? Do you? That question is an easy answer, okay? Of course she does. It's called a music career. Jocelyn Hernandez, we're going to forget this ever happened, okay? I want you to pray this hate out your heart today. Oh, Jocelyn prays. In fact, everybody bow their heads and let Jocelyn lead us in prayer, please.
God in the universe, we want to thank you today for bringing us here. Thank you for everybody coming together and being positive and everybody working like they need to work. And let's move on to the next step. I appreciate you. Thank you for God, the universe, and all the living things on earth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's right, Jocelyn. Get back to work and remember the next step. And you know what the next step is for you? The next step for you is to remember this. Don't live your life with anger and hate in your heart. You'll only be hurting yourself more than the person you hate. Please give Jocelyn Hernandez the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Well, when we come back, Safari from Love and Hip Hop will
now
be joining
us. Now, let's explain this. Yesterday, during the Radiothon, Safari came up.
Right.
And we didn't have time to discuss. I mean, we didn't have time. Well, we didn't want to play him, to be honest with you.
Right.
But we'll play him today.
That's right. We'll do that. We'll get that on, so don't move. It's hilarious. Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Safari.
He wasn't invited. He just said he needs to stop
by. He said he wasn't invited.
No, he wasn't. He just called us and he's coming.
I can't believe he's up here again.
I got the juice. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. I can make the call pop up. I hopped up. Now I'm here.
He is here. Safari, ladies and gentlemen.
We just need to fill content because we had 18 hours. That's all. That's all.
Now,
what's happening?
Safari came through. Of course, he had a fur on.
Yes, he did.
Let me take this off.
Hot. You was wearing it when it was 70 degrees out. Now, all of a sudden, it's hot.
It's different, though.
The studio's cold. If you was going to wear it, it's in here. It's freezing.
What made you decide to pick up the furs? Why the furs is your thing now?
It's been my thing.
It's been a thing for a while.
Been the furs.
Yeah.
Not like you don't know.
He hasn't seen you yet.
They sent me an email.
No.
No.
They really did?
No. They sent me an email saying, like, hey, you know, Safari, we don't know if you know what goes into what's being done into getting your fur coat.
The animals, right.
And they were like, we want you to come to the headquarters so we can show you so you can stop wearing fur.
Are you going to go?
I didn't answer the email.
Or they're going to throw paint on you. That's the next thing. The next thing is they're going to throw paint on you in the street.
But are you thinking about going? Just to see. It might change your mind.
No.
How will you react if they throw paint on you? Will you show them that you're the roughest, toughest bum clot Jamaican this side of
Jamaica? What is that? What is bum clot?
I would probably laugh, you know. And behind all of that, that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm about to drop the illest project body of work called Fur Coat Volume 1.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, so you can't stop wearing it.
You would have to change it to faux fur coat.
Yeah, the name of my mixtape is Fur Coat, so
you know what I wanted to know?
Tell everybody it's fake. It don't got to be real fur. Just tell everybody it's fake.
Yeah, this ain't a real fur, Peter, so
I think you can look at it and tell.
Don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it.
What happened? You can look at it and tell. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm saying you can tell it's real.
Oh.
You can tell when a coat is real.
Now, what happened when we seen you on TV one time and you had the illest fake line in the world? I was in the corner.
Fake line.
You know,
Oh my God, yes, I forgot about that.
All right, so look,
that looked crazy.
That's a good question, because people be asking me about it, but I never really spoke about it. So what had happened was...
Oh, boy.
The dude, he has put Beijing in my hair, right?
Oh, my God.
So when he did it, he didn't wash it out, because I was in a rush.
What is Beijing?
Beijing is something that you put in your hair.
It's a dye. It's a dye.
Look, so it's a thing that makes your hair extra, extra black.
Okay.
So
I'm like shoe polish.
It's not like shoe polish.
It's basically like shoe polish.
It is shoe polish. All right, so I guess shoe polish for your hair, right?
He's the egg dye.
Yeah. Yeah. So he put it in my hair, and I had to film, and I couldn't be late. So I just was like, yo, let's just leave it, and we'll finish it later. So I didn't wash it out. So it just had my hair looking crazy.
So what happened? There was no hats available in the tri-state area that day?
I kind of felt like the camera person could have said something.
He probably seen it. It was his line was down to almost his eyebrows. It wasn't
how far down it was. It was just the texture and how see-through it was. It just looked crazy. But you want to know what's so crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Some people hit me up to go, like, do some, like, work with them, and they paying me a lot of money to do
it.
So
it worked out.
What you mean to do what?
It's some hair growth stuff I'm about to do. You know what I'm saying?
You're trying to get your hairline back.
It ain't trying. I'm good. I did the surgery.
Women get fake asses and fake breasts.
You did the
fake hairline.
You see the surgery
implants
that LeBron did?
Yes.
I did that years ago before.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
Just let it go, bro.
Nah, if I didn't do it, bro, my hair would not be where it is right now.
But you could just have a baldy.
Nah, I don't think that would
look
right.
That's what I got. You know why? Because my hairline's in the middle of my head. I look like RoboCop.
But you got a small head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, I can see why you say that.
So we seen on the other day on the
internet. Why not grow dreads? You Jamaican?
Not every Jamaican
has dreads, man.
How dare you?
Yeah, we were talking about you the other day in the rumor report, Safari.
We seen you shoot your shot again.
What are y'all talking about?
You posted Nicki Minaj on the cover of Paper Magazine. You said,
"Why
you please figure something out? These are the kind of pictures I always wanted you to take from me." Wow.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think Nicki will date a reality show star.
And that's what Charlamagne said.
I think that's beneath her.
I'm not a reality show star.
Yes, you are.
No.
What are you then?
I'm just out there.
No, you, no,
you
out
are
there.
A reality.
You're kind of a reality show.
So you on two shows.
Three. Yes.
I'm on five.
Five?
Oh, I said three.
Love and Hip Hop.
But two Love and Hip Hop.
Why did you cry at the end of Love and Hip Hop?
You gave me Donkey of the Day for that.
No, I didn't give you Donkey, but I was like, why cry when you're going to New York?
Let me explain what happened. In that segment, I just finished speaking about my uncle. My uncle was just killed.
Right.
So they did you dirty.
That's where I was at mentally. Oh. So I was thinking about that when I was talking about that. And my last week of living in L.A., that's the week my uncle got killed. So I was talking about that, and then it went to the whole leaving thing.
They did you dirty. Yeah, they made it seem like you were crying because that was your career peak. And that was...
They made it seem like he was crying because he was going to miss everybody.
It was really mentally, I was in the world of talking about my uncle and
everything. Because I was thinking, if he cried like that because he's leaving Love and Hip Hop, imagine how he cried when he left Nicki.
No, but we got to go back to that. You were shooting your shot again? You seen those pictures and you was like...
No, I'm going to be honest and I'm not going to lie. And it's like, I'm not doing nothing for attention or hating or nothing. Like... Those were some amazing pictures, and I used to really want her to take pictures like that for me. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why I just was like, wow.
Like, listen, with three of her?
We were inspired, too. You want to see? Look, I'm going to show you. We were inspired by that.
Safari has no idea what he's about to see. Yeah, the Breakfast Club broke the internet.
They got me looking foul. Look at me looking foul.
No! Envy's face is the worst one.
I know.
But it looks like it matches you a little bit,
though. All right, Safari.
Charlamagne's actually looks the most real.
Yeah, it does. It looks perfect on Charlamagne.
Nah, yours does.
But shout out to Bearded Humor and Danielle Rollins.
So now, you were trying to shoot your shot because you could have kept it to yourself.
You guys, this has nothing to do with the donation.
You're right. But you want Nicki back, though.
Look.
You thought about it.
Come on, Nicki back.
No, of course I still care about her.
No. Look, you want her back.
You do. You want to shot your shot, Safari.
Listen, I didn't shoot my shot. I just was saying
you were shooting.
What I was saying about the pictures, what everybody else said. You know what I'm saying? So I just was looking at it.
No, you were shooting.
The way I shake your head, Faiza.
Safari, I have a feeling that y'all two kind of speak to each other a little bit.
Hell no.
With some tragedies in the family have happened.
And that's unfortunate.
I would feel like you guys would like...
Have you sent her a text that's sorry about your brother or anything like that?
No.
Mm. How do you feel about that situation, Safari?
It's crazy because I know everyone involved, so it's just something that I would have never, ever thought in a million years would actually happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sure no one would have thought something like that.
That it's just crazy when you know the people. So it's just like can't even wrap your brain around it.
You don't call nobody from that side, though? You don't call her
mom?
Check
on her. Allegedly, she went to visit him the other day, and I know that got to be tough to even go in the system to see him.
Oh, I didn't know he's in jail?
Why? Yeah, he got found guilty.
Oh, I didn't know he was in jail. I didn't know he was in jail, though.
He was fine.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I thought I read that, too. They said Nicki went to go see him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got more with Safari. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Safari in the building.
Listen, we really called you up here because of our Chase for Change.
Yeah, we about to see how much money you're really getting. How much the reality
Marine,
show started
Marine,
make?
Come here.
Who's Marine?
Uh-oh.
That must be
what the hell?
Wait a minute.
You got a Secret Service guy now?
I have real security when I step out.
Ever since the situation in L.A.?
You know what? That just made me realize that too much people know me for me to just be walking around outside.
Absolutely.
Joe Schmo. So,
what do you think of Meek Mill being sentenced to 2 to 4 years?
Well, it's none of my business.
Okay.
All right.
What are we getting under this couch?
What are you having there? Them furs are expensive.
Well, you don't have to tell us how much you're going to donate.
Yes, he does.
All you have to do is text. No, he doesn't.
You can use your credit card.
You guys, we're excited for any
type
of donation.
Oh, my God. He got 100 with mad ones.
We can't take cash.
Why can't we?
That's $2,500.
We can take cash.
Now, we usually can't take cash from artists.
But we can take cash.
But we don't play your records no way, so we can take the money.
Listen, let me tell you something about this, Charlamagne. Check this out. No. Look, I'm going to let you get that off and let you laugh, right? Fur Coat Volume 1 is dropping this Monday. I don't care what you say, Charlamagne. I'm so nice. Charlamagne, I'm not even going to beg him or ask him, because when I drop it, you're going to hear it and be like,
but haven't I historically listened to your music and given you real feedback?
What? On my first project, Charlamagne was my intro for my first mixtape.
Yes. What did he say about it, though?
I don't remember what I said.
He supported it. It don't matter. Yes, he was a part of it. So,
but I've always given you real feedback on your music.
He definitely does. Yes. You know what I'm saying? But, dog, hold on. By the time my new song, Paradise, with Sean Kingston, it just hit a million.
Million
views
what?
On YouTube.
What that mean?
I'm independent, boy. What you mean, what that mean?
I put that out there by myself. That get a million views on YouTube. That don't mean nothing.
It don't matter.
Give me my props.
Yeah. I got to hear it first. Now, I will say this, Safari. You're not as whack as people try to make you out to be.
Thank you. I'm nice.
That's not a compliment.
Charlamagne, you're one of those people.
Well, yeah. What is this, live?
Yeah.
What? I've always given Safari real feedback on the music. I tell him when I think something's okay.
But how much
is he giving
us?
And I tell him when I think something's whack.
We don't know how much you stopped him from counting.
He got $2,500 in his hand.
Okay. We'll take that $2,500.
But we can't take cash, though. You got to use your credit card.
Credit? My credit is...
You have a credit card, right?
You got a Rush card?
Of course he has a credit card.
Rush card, yeah. I'm going to get one of those.
What you got?
You know what? I'm going to let my fans cuss you out, Charlamagne. They hate you.
They do?
You got fans?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, I'm going to show
you. What's happening? Charlamagne Tha God here. You know what I'm saying? I'm on SB's Live right now.
My name's Safari.
Oh, my bad. Safari's Live right now.
Charlamagne got good skin, so he acts real different now.
You know it.
I'm one of the best rappers in the world, whether you realize it or not.
What plan is you on
Fur Coat Volume 1, November 20th on Spotify and iTunes and all that.
Now, see, this is the thing, Safari.
You had us.
Listen, by the way, I always say Safari's not as whack as people make him seem, but when you talk like that.
That you're the best in the world.
That's when we start being like, all right, Safari, simmer down.
Good. If I don't believe in me, who will? Just like y'all don't believe in me, I believe in me.
Spit a 16 right now, then.
Yo.
Sim Sima. Who got this here to the Bima? Who am I? Look out, Sim Sima.
Terrible.
He says that on Paradise. Yes.
I thought you never heard the song. Charlamagne be frightened.
He just said
I never heard the song.
I'm not trying to hear Fur Coat.
Nobody heard it because Fur Coat ain't dropped yet.
I watched the video.
16 for the people, man.
Look. I'm feeling lyrical and biblical, sitting up on my pedestal. No matter how you see it, I'm the pinnacle. It's pitiful. You an imbecile. If you try to make it physical, you end up critical. Think it's subliminal. You not no criminal. Stereotypical. Don't see me. I'm invisible. Okay, I'm switching up the pattern. Stamina spasm. Combative. I'm a really flattened, violent assassin. Got God on my side. Christ with a passion. A bunch of mad ex-bitches. Fatal attraction. Feeding y'all bullshit. That's a distraction. Rip it on any beat. That's an adaption. I'm running out of breath. I'm bringing it back in. Need my money up front. Don't deal with a back end. Your pockets on a diet. I'm calling you Atkins.
Nah, that ain't it, y'all.
Listen, man. Fur Coat Volume 1. Fur Coat Volume 1, November 20th. Charlamagne.
You was too aggressive, man. You too hype.
No, because, man, that was a diss track to you.
You made him aggressive.
You too aggressive.
You got me hype.
I was just so hypeful, man.
If you listen to him and then you listen to how Nicki rap, you guys kind of rap the same.
You love saying that. We do not rap the same.
You love saying that.
the same.
Yeah, that's the same flow. you know what? I can't with y'all. You know what? Safari, we appreciate you.
Listen, by the way, hold up. Do you think that Nicki's fell off a little bit? I saw you quoting one of her bars the other day. You quoted the, what bar was it?
What?
The
That you can't smoke with me.
You can't smoke with me. It's a lace blunt. Lace blunt.
That was hard.
I like that verse, actually.
Yeah. That was, I liked it.
You think she fell off a little bit?
Rake It Up is hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like about Safari? He's a good sport.
He is.
Y'all be talking so
Safari's
crazy.
Safari's the guy that's a determined nice guy. To prove you wrong.
I always thought Safari was a very nice person.
He's always been
nobody said he wasn't a nice guy.
But y'all be going in on him, and he still will come
Safari's
up here
Angela,
and still be cool.
Yeah, man.
Like, Safari's the guy that's determined to prove you wrong.
Absolutely.
I know it's not even about proving you wrong. It's just that I got a family, and my family depends on me, and I want to make my mom proud.
I will say this. I do like the fact that you didn't go to the wayside once Nicki dumped you. Like, you didn't, like...
The waist side?
Yeah, like, you didn't just allow yourself to fall off.
You didn't do the Jennifer Lopez boy. What was his name?
I don't even remember. Yeah, like, remember. You went out there and you made something of yourself.
Charlamagne, that's the first time you ever said something positive to me. Thank you.
What do you mean?
It wasn't really because he said the wayside. Like, what were you supposed to do?
He didn't go to the wayside.
Well, we appreciate you for donating the money, but you got to do it through your phone. So, Charlamagne, can you show me how to do it?
Let me show you how to do it, man.
After I do this, can you guys help me on my rent next month?
Yeah, if you need it.
All right.
I got a dialogue.
Yeah, so you ain't doing as good as we think you did.
I'm joking.
All right. So about to do it now.
You know what, yeah.
You want to end this with one more 16 real quick?
Listen, Charlamagne, Champagne, his hair used to look like a Ball for Men campaign. I'm here with gold headphones. Charlamagne, leave me alone. Go home. Ace of Spade. I'm going to take a deck of cards until they
show.
Okay, I was joking.
All right. It's the
you do it
for people, you know what? People always tell me don't come. They're like, yo, them guys are so negative. They don't support you. But
that's not true.
You guys are fun.
Who has supported you more than us? Honestly, be for real now.
Y'all were the first people to ever give me a big platform interview. Right. That first interview I ever did with y'all definitely changed everything that I did.
Oh, the one where you sucked your teeth 100 times. That's when I knew you was really making.
Yeah, you sucked the seat.
That was
the,
when I was drinking the tea, and that was like my first time talking publicly.
Yeah.
I didn't cry. Y'all love telling me I cried.
No, but he was like buttery.
Did you cry when you and Nicki broke up? Seriously.
Of course,
you're a cancer like me. So we sensitive and emotional.
I'm saying, of course, there's times.
Of course, y'all were together a long time.
When I realized, yo, damn, it's really, really over. Of course, there was times, you know, that feeling hit me. But, you know, I just wish outside of all of this, it's messed up that we can't still be
friends.
Friends, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't need nothing from you, you know. It's not like, I don't need money or nothing. But it just was, I don't care how famous you are, I don't care how big you are, but we should have still been able to be like, yo, laugh about things and, you know.
So why don't you tell her that? Stop acting hard.
Why don't you call
her? Why you being a hard rocker? You really are a gym.
I've tried. Listen, whether y'all know or not, I've definitely tried to reach out and be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Let's speak, because I don't want to be...
And what'd she say back in return?
It was a nothing back in return.
She didn't respond.
You know what? Sometimes it takes a few years, though. Like, you got to let a lot of time pass. When there's, like, no feelings at all. And
that
then
voice got deep when she said no. What the hell was that about?
I think he's sometimes... I'm not,
what hurt you
but
more?
But I'm saying sometimes it takes a few years to be able
you
to be
more,
friends.
What hurt Nas or Meek?
Is she really with... Are they really together?
You still listen to Nas?
That's what I'm saying. I don't...
You still listen to Nas?
Honestly, I don't listen to other people's music, and I...
You need to.
No, I listen to myself.
Yeah, I can't with
because
you.
Because I'm not going to let anybody else influence me, so I listen to myself. I got nice. I don't need to listen to other people. All I'm listening to is Fur Coat Volume 1.
There you go.
Out now on Spotify and YouTube. I'm going to scare my dad if you think anything else different.
All right. Safari. Scare BZ SB.
Run up on your mother.
It's Breakfast Club Chance to Change.
Chance to change up on your mother.
All right. Leave that money, too. It's the Breakfast Club, y'all.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're here after being on the radio for 18 hours yesterday.
We was on for 18 hours from 6 a.m. to midnight, raising money for the Gathering for Justice organization. That's Harry Belafonte's nonprofit. They're a fiscal sponsor of the Women's March, Justice League NYC, and Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights Camp. We were here for 18 hours yesterday, and we raised over $700,000. Dropped unclued bombs for the people.
That's right.
We made that happen from the celebrities to the listeners who listen to us every day, man. Every single dollar y'all donated, counted, and helped us to get to that number. And thank God we were able to do that for the Gathering for Justice organization.
Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kim K.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, now we got to talk Kim K. Now they're saying that she might have accidentally announced the birth of the baby. Well, not the birth of the baby, the gender of the baby. Let's hear the audio.
My daughter thinks she's really tricky. We had a baby shower over the weekend, and I thought, you know what, I really do want to have a baby shower because I want her to feel that something's coming and for her to really understand it. So people brought toys and gifts, and she was opening them all up the next day, and she said, Mom, you know, since baby sister's not here, I think I need all of her toys in my room, and I'll play with them and just make sure they're all okay for baby sister.
So she's saying baby sister, so I guess we can say congratulations. Kanye's having another daughter, right?
Congratulations to Kanye.
Which is dope.
That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when you got, like, because I got, my situation is like that. I got an older daughter, mm-hmm. and then I got a younger daughter. And it's good to watch them have that big sister, little sister dynamic and, mm-hmm. and be running around the house with their big sister, little sister shirts on. So that's a beautiful thing.
Right, right, right. You got to get your boy. At least Kanye has a boy. I got three and two.
I'm going to get this in vitro done.
Okay.
We're going to get this in vitro done. We got to worry about that there.
All right.
I'm not risking it. I was a hoe in a past life. So when you was a hoe in a past life, you end up getting a whole bunch of little girls that you got to raise the right way.
That's
because
right.
of all the young women that you did wrong while you was coming up.
So. All right. We also got to send a rest in peace to Little Peep, Long Island MC. He died at the age of 21. They believe it was an overdose. So just send a rest in peace to Little Peep.
I'm not even going to sit here and act like I even know who Little Peep was. I can't keep up with all the Littles,
man. Peep, not Pete.
Well, God bless him. I'm sad that he died over an overdose, but I'm not going to front like I knew who he was.
And lastly, yesterday during the radiothon, Diddy called.
Yes, he did.
He gave a huge donation. And let's get that call on because it was so much inspiration when Diddy called. And hold that bottle up. That's the rock bottle up.
Listen,
one time.
By the way, Diddy donated $100,000 yesterday, right? And Diddy hit me and Diddy said, I'm sending Ciroc up there tomorrow, goddammit. Okay? Because I need to see them bottles in the back. Because that's what keeps me able to make these kind of donations.
And he's right. You put them bottles up there. I ain't mad at him.
He's right. Salute to Diddy, man.
Shout out to Diddy. We put the bottles up there, Diddy. Matter of fact, we had the bottles all around, Diddy.
We on Diddy's Black-owned network, Revolt.
That's right.
And this is his Black-owned liquor company, Ciroc.
Let's play it.
I mean, first of all, I want to just say, you know, how proud I am of you guys for putting this together. And Charlamagne, I know you were the spark. To do this, I think this is incredible and it's great, and this is the way we gotta like use our power, you know, on top of what we do, you know, as our jobs, and it's a great honor to have y'all on Revolt, and I think that's also another thing is that I want people to understand that Revolt is a platform for us and for our voice, and we're gonna be, you know, steering the program and in that direction because right now we don't have any media outlets. Revolt is the only, you know, Black majority owned network in the United States, and you know, I just really love and appreciate you guys, and proud of you guys, and definitely want to support you. Also, put me down for $100,000.
Oh my God! Yeah.
That was yesterday. Diddy donated $100,000, and we appreciate
Diddy.
Diddy
gets things done.
Absolutely.
And I've never tried French vanilla Ciroc. Have you had it, Envy?
Yes, it's good money.
I'm gonna try it.
You don't need to mix it nothing with it.
We got Joanne in here, Joy. Don't mix it with nothing, Joy.
Nah, you don't need to mix it with nothing.
I'm gonna try this right now.
Might just need a little ice, though.
I think I'm officially on vacation right now.
Yeah, we're on vacation.
We're on vacation
right
after tonight.
That's right. All right.
Yeah, you want some of this toast?
All right.
Here, Joy. Yeah.
All right.
Joy. What the hell does Joy do?
With nothing. This? I don't know what he does. He just sits there and does nothing.
Let's toast, man.
All right, toast to what?
Toast to everybody who donated yesterday to the Gathering for Justice.
To you guys out there.
Yes, a toast to Diddy for donating that $100,000.
Yes.
I'm going to try this French vanilla Ciroc.
All right, well.
It's not a commercial.
No, not at all.
But.
Yes. Pretty good. All right.
Too sweet for me.
Too sweet? You don't like it? I like it. It goes down nice and smooth.
I mean,
listen,
women will love it, okay?
Why you call me a woman? I like
yes.
it.
Yes. All right. That's
anyway,
exactly what I was
People's Choice mixes up next. Let us know what you want to hear. Revolt, we'll see you later. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.